Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support and remaining on the line. My name is Ashley. I'm the floor supervisor's team. It's a pleasure speaking with today.
Yeah, you're speaking with Mark Romero. How are you today?
Doing great, Mr. Romero. How about yourself?
Well, I was doing okay until this popped up and reared its ugly head. I just was contacted by my bank through my card, and it showed me a charge that I could not recognize. I tried to option around to see what it was connected to. Ultimately, I had this phone number given to me, and then when I looked at the account, it was more than one charge, and I had no idea what this might be for. The young lady I spoke to said it has something to do with a smartwatch and a reoccurring membership, and I have no idea what this is all about. And I'm asking for a refund, and I'm trying to do it in good faith, trying to do it through the correct channels, because this is absolutely something that I have no knowledge of what it might be.
Okay, of course. We're happy to take a look and see what we can do to help out. Just to make sure the last representative had sent over the correct information, may I ask for you to confirm the address you had done so before?
Absolutely. It's 7942 Langdale Street, New Hyde Park, New York, 11040.
That's what I see here. Thank you. So we do have, let's see, go back a page. Where a smart, and I'm sure she did explain, but I do see where a smartwatch had been ordered. $795 had been paid January 30th, billed against the same Visa ending in 6223. That was a free welcoming gift to join the online direct savings store and led to the membership fee billed here twice.
I have no idea what this online membership store is about. I did not want it. I certainly don't want it. I apologize. I'm getting a bit upset because I try to keep track of the things that I do and how I spend my money. And these charges popping up, and what's upsetting was it doesn't say who is it. Well, again, I'll leave that alone. We'll go on from where I'm talking to you. So. You tell me what are my options at this point. I don't want to contact the bank or anybody else in regards to this, but I do want my money back. You know, this is ridiculous. I'm being recurred a membership for something I have no idea about.
All right. Well, look, what we can do to help out, go back as far as the billing in February on the 3rd, we would be able to help settle with a 50% refund on the $56.95 for that membership fee billed as well.
I got to tell you, that's ludicrous. Why am I paying? I'm going to get 50% back of my money that I did not spend in the first place. You know, if that makes sense to you, because that makes no sense to me. It sounds like you're doing me a favor by giving me back half of the money that they took in the first place. Am I making any sense to you? Because I'm really trying not to be rude, and I really am trying to come out of this with a satisfactory solution. And 50% of what I did not spend doesn't really work for me.
Completely understand.
I honestly feel that my money should be refunded properly. I don't think I'm asking for much. I think I'm asking only for something that is mine to begin with.
Understood. Yes, sir. So as a courtesy, we can definitely do so. Let me take a moment to have this charge here for February fully refunded. I'm not certain if the last lady had advised, but refunds, they do take 3 to 5 business days. Both. Yes, sir. Both $56.95 amounts billed would settle within that time frame.
So both of them will be dealt with. Okay. I can appreciate that, and I really do appreciate your assistance, because I don't know how many times you get calls to this effect, but believe me, I have no idea what this membership is about, to be honest. So if it was something that was in my hand, if it was something I looked at, if it was something that some background information as to what it was and what it could do, then that would be on me. But I see nothing and I have nothing. I'm looking at my records. I'm looking online. I'm looking everywhere. I see nothing.
Understand. And just to let you know, everything on our end is canceled, so there'll be no further billings effective immediately today. Were you provided with a confirmation number to keep any records on that?
Yes, please. I would appreciate that.
Yes, sir. That number is going to be C as in Charlie, 259, 191-766.
766. All right, I appreciate it. And I'll be quite honest with you. I the only alternative, because I was ready to cancel the card. I did not recognize the charges. And I said, let me try that first, because canceling my card, it's really a backwards option for me to deal with circumstances. So I really do appreciate your help at this point. So, and
you're welcome.
I'll,
is there anything else for you?
No. And I really do hope you have a good day, and I thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. You do as well, and thanks for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.